Well, it's certainly good to see everyone here this morning, and we welcome those that are visiting with us. We're disappointed that our meeting has been canceled. It will not be rescheduled for this year, but we'll probably get Doug back on the schedule in the very near future. Two of our visitors drove down to from Columbus to hear him, and they're stuck with me, so let's make them feel welcome and make them feel like they didn't waste their whole morning by coming down here from Columbus. And so we just will proceed as best we can this morning. I want to call your attention to a passage in the book of James. James chapter 1, verses 21 through 27. Here James says, "Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. If any man seeks himself to be religious, and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world." We live in an increasingly secular world, and I think we are well aware of the fact that most people live without giving any serious thought to God or His Word. In our country, statistics show that church attendance is declining. They show that the number of people who believe in the God that is revealed in the Scriptures is shrinking. And the people who trust the Scriptures as the Word of God and are committed to following it is relatively small compared to the world's population. But that is not anything new, nor is it anything that should be unexpected. We should not be surprised by it. Jesus himself said in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." James writes his epistle to Christians who are living in a similarly hostile world. They are living as a minority in the midst of a world that is pagan, in the midst of a world that is controlled by a major world government that is ungodly and has no real sympathy for those who believe in the true God. And that is to whom these type of people that James wrote the passage that we have just read. James writes this epistle to Christians, and there are many valuable lessons. There are many valuable lessons that can be drawn from the text that we have before us this morning. In fact, as I was preparing this lesson, I went through my sermons on the book of James and saw that I'd already preached over the last 40 years here at West Carrollton four other sermons out of this passage. This is the fifth one, and it's that is to whom these type of people that James wrote the passage that we have just read. James writes this epistle to Christians, and there are many valuable lessons. There are many valuable lessons that can be drawn from the text that we have before us this morning. In fact, as I was preparing this lesson, I went through my sermons on the book of James and saw that I'd already preached over the last 40 years here at West Carrollton four other sermons out of this passage. This is the fifth one, and it's not like the other four, because there is so much that is in this passage of Scripture. So this morning, as I look at this passage of Scripture, I really have one focus in mind. It was on the title slide. But I think in this passage, we find described by James four possible ways in which people can respond to the Word of God. And these represent classifications of people. And really, everyone in the world will fall into one of these classifications.